And they answered, "You don't know what this is called? This is Inside 2 and Outside 8, steam dumplings." Suddenly Master Chao Zhou understood.
比丘是叫什么名字呢？叫止一，止就停止的止，一就是一个的一。他意思大要也就是一天只吃一餐，只吃一餐，但是可吃的很多。那么他送了一筐这个东西。 这个东西一天吃不了，他以为他这大约一两天就可以吃完了这些东西，但是给我吃了，有半个多月，也没有吃完这个东西，没有吃完，先吃那个没有问题呀，我那时候天气也热，天气热得不得了，最后这个窝窝头都长了这么长的毛。 长有一寸多长这个毛，那里边外边呢都长这么长的毛，但是这个东西呀，真难吃的很，我把这个毛拿开去吃这个东西，这个东西呀和那个粪的味道是一点没有分别，甚至于比那个粪的还臭，还那么难吃，哇，这个现在你要是一想起来这个味道都甚至于作呕。
At that time, a bhikshu sent me a basket of those dumplings, also called wo-wo-to, about 50 or 60 of them. This was the bhikshu who ate one meal a day. He was afraid I would starve to death, so he offered me these dumplings. He probably could have finished them in a day or two, but I ate them slowly and took 3 weeks to finish them. On the last day, the steam dumplings had developed long mold, about 1.5 inches thick. I didn't expose them under the sun or let the wind dry them. I was very lazy at that time. After eating, I usually sat there and didn't pay attention to anything. As a result, the food developed long mold when the weather got hot. At that time, I wiped away the mold and ate all the wo-wo-tos. This kind of food was really hard to eat. It stank even worse than excrement. Even now, thinking of them makes me want to vomit.
当时你现在坏的这个样子，如果丢了他们，人家来供养，尤其是一个出家人来供养。 那时我仅仅就是个沙弥，要不掉它，这个东西真难吃，吃的又辣又臭又再没有那么难吃的东西，从来就没有吃过那么难的东西。那么可是有的人到那去看我吃这个东西，就不叫我吃，说这个会生病。我说生病？什么叫病？
生病就你在这儿就不行了，不能修行了，我那死了更好，何况病呢？当时啊，那真是把身心都放下了，所以吃这种东西也可以吃，我相信呢，当时就是怎么难吃的东西我都可以吃。 那么吃完了也没有病，什么事情也没有。这是我能做得到的事情。我相信呢，又是那一句话，恒月想那一句话，是旁人做不到的，是不是？尤其美国人更做不到的。However,
I couldn't throw them away because they were offerings made by a left-home person, and I was only a novice. On the other hand, they really tasted terrible. other people who saw me eating them told me not to eat them, saying, I would get sick. And what if I get sick, I asked. Then you won't be able to cultivate, they said. I'm perfectly willing to die. How much the more get sick, I replied. I had put mind and body down, so I could eat anything, no matter how bad it tasted. I ate them, but nothing happened to me, and I didn't get sick.
想出家，母亲很高兴。
嗯。
爸爸是不是也高兴呢？
他不知道。
他不知道。
嗯。
没有家，没家可否，就是。
嗯，赶我以后守孝的时候，
他才知道。
哎。我出来之后他圆寂的
哦，
他圆寂是坐着圆寂的
哦，
也没有病了三天就不吃东西
哦，这样子、
然后就坐起就圆寂、
您已经出来了、离开家
里离开东北了
哦哦，哎，始终我没有提到，
所以我把这个白玉堂接来，我现在养一养他，也报他报答他，
就是报答父亲、
他因为那时候养我父亲
哦，
有这种关系，所以我不能不理他
哦，这样子啊，
嗯，
哦，那我懂了啊，因为我说始终提到妈妈，
我这一举一动啊，都是本着孝念来做，
我知道，嗯，这点我得跟您学，我
不是说像某一个人呢守孝有多少年，我这没无限期的，
对，终生的，
哎。我不敢做错事，也就因为我父亲母亲，我要做错事，这就是个不孝的子弟了。
对，
啊，时时刻刻我都追念我父母啊，所以什么是错事我不敢做的。所以您问我是几年，这没有限期，
没有限期的，
我也不知道是几年了，
对，父母养育之恩呢，是不是、
嗯、
一辈子不能、不报不了的、
My father did not know of my wish to leave home until I was living beside the grave. After I left Manchuria, my father was sick for 3 days, stopped eating, and then sat up and entered the stillness. I've invited my third eldest brother to America, and I'm supporting him now because I want to repay him for supporting my father. Everything I do is motivated by the wish to be filial. Some people speak about practicing filial piety for a certain number of years. But my filial obligations have no time limit. In remembrance of my father and mother, I dare not commit any mistakes. If I were to do something wrong, I would be an unfilial son. If you ask me how many years I practiced filial piety, I would answer that I'm still practicing now. I don't know how many years it has been, but my filial piety has no limit.
您是母亲过去之后守炉啊，结炉守孝三年。
不要提那三年，我到现在
还在守孝。好，
和我母亲。
你住那三年就是、你现在还是守孝，我知道，纪念母亲。
我因为这个，我要对这个老人都特别好，也就是这个，
敬老尊贤就是。
我因为看着耀武穆啊，那么孝，那么忠。
嗯。
精忠报国，每一封吃东西啊都要纪念这个辉勤二弟，啊，吃东西，都是那么感激的痛哭流涕的那个样子。我对这一类的人，我是特别佩服的，啊，这真是天地的精华。
精华，是的，
哎，
这点我们都要跟您学习，这是。
哎，这不敢当，我这个也不足为人师，
绝对可以，绝对可以做的，这点我们做不到的。
If you ask me how many years I practiced filial piety, I would answer that I'm still practicing now. I don't know how many years it has been, but my filial piety has no limit. I wish to be kind to all elderly people. I remember how filial and loyal Yue Wumu, General Yue Fei, was. Before every meal, he would remember the two Song Dynasty emperors, and then he would take his meal while shedding tears of gratitude. I especially admire heroes like that. They are the most excellent people in the world. As for me, I am not worthy to be people's teacher.
九一八事变，正是您那个决定出家的时候。嗯，
我那时候因为小啊，
嗯，
还也不太懂事情，也不知道这个什么叫果，什么叫家。
嗯，
以后一瞧的这个日本来了，来这么杀人放火，冒出来吹散中国的老百姓，
嗯，
这个真是没有天理的。
是啊，
你凭什么来把中国这么样子来蹂躏、
就是、
糟蹋，
嗯，
你就想把它消灭它，
就是啊，是不是、嗯、您是不是也有一个最初也有这个怀恨恨日本人这个这种心？
我不恨。
那您怎么
我因为这个什么就想把他们驱逐出去，
驱逐出去，
想把他们撵出去，
是吧？
令中国的人民安居乐业，
是
不恨
不恨
没有，
我就恨他，
我觉得我恨他这没有用。
嗯，
我要想法子来对付
对付他们。
对付日本的方法，
嗯，
我就是用一个火字，
火
来攻他
啊。讲讲、
就是预备到什么地儿都用火攻他，
用火攻。
我想他那时候，以火攻火，他也属于火
啊。
以毒来攻毒，
以毒攻毒。
譬如他给他把什么他住的地方都给烧了，叫他无家可归啊。我这个出家以后一生的余恨也没有报过。
When the Mukden incident of September 18th, 1931 occurred, I was still young and didn't understand very much. I didn't have any sense of what country and family were. Later, when the Japanese attacked China and went about murdering and setting fires, destroying the Chinese people,I felt it was totally unjust. What right did they have to lay waste to China? I wanted to join the revolution, to drive the Japanese out, so that Chinese people could once again live in peace and safety. However, in the end, I failed to carry out my resolve. I wasn't able to reverse the tides of destiny. I didn't hate the Japanese, because I knew hatredwas useless. I only tried to think of ways to counteract them. My idea was to attack them with fire. Since they belonged to the element fire, I would fight fire with fire. For example, setting fire to the dwellings. My lifelong regret after I became a monk was that I wasn't able to fulfill my patriotic duty.
我以后到中国内地，我早就说过，我说日本呢，就日本投降那年，他一定完了。
是，
前五年我就说过。
您有这个，您有预知之明。嗯，我们都没有，我们就是只有恨呐、咬牙呀、报国啦，怎么这样子、
我那时候也就按照这个五行来推测。
是的，是的。
但那时候他那个衰了。
到时候看了。这件事。
日本投降之后啊、我告诉你，那个中国到处都是妖魔鬼怪。
真的啊，
大街上走的
啊，
不是完全人的。
哎呀，
妖魔鬼怪都有。
哎呀，
不过人他不认识。多得很
啊。
那时候无政府了嘛，
就是
没无拘无束，没有国人管了。你看那时候跳神的也多了，护栏的也多了，也出会的也多了，这些个东西一出，这都是群魔乱舞啊，真的
群魔乱舞，群魔乱舞。
所以这没有政府的时候啊，也是一个不好的时候，
当然乱世，乱世。
那些个妖魔鬼怪牛鬼蛇神的什么都出事了，
是
没人管他们了吗？
当然，对吧，呀，天下混乱呢，群魔乱舞，
说是，所以说没有政府，没有政府的这个味道我经验过。
是
I had predicted the surrender of the Japanese 5 years before it happened.Based on the theory of the five elements, I predicted that their presence in China would weaken and then disappear by that time. After the Japanese surrendered, when the central government had not accepted the island of Guam and the communists had not yet taken control, there were many, many ghosts and demons and weird beings on the streets of China. Some of the people walking on the streets were actually ghosts and freaks,But no one recognized him. There was no government, and there were no laws at that time, so it was total anarchy. Witch doctors and spirit mediums were widespread. They were basically demons wrecking havoc. Luckily, there were still people who recited the Sharingama mantra. So even though the demons made an appearance, they didn't do any great mischief.Anarchic times are not pleasant at all. At that time, all the ghosts, demons, and weird beings came out because there was no one to watch over them. Most people weren't aware of these things, but I saw very clearly what was going on. I have tasted the flavor of anarchy.
所以那时候就想创革命嘛。
是啊，我听说你
想要打日本嘛。
啊。
怎么样也没成功。
你想革命吧，你不能一人创革命，对不对？你得有志同道合的人呢，对不对？
在那个地方是一个穷乡僻壤的地方啊。
日本占领东北时期，您一直没有离开。
没有。
没有离开是吧？
没有没有。
那么
日本投降之后，我才到内地。
日本投降在内地去了。
投降啊，
投以后那就是哎呦，
才到内地，
到内地啊，
我那时候创革命创不成啊，
那怎么办呢？
以后就各处给人治病。
哦，因为您念过医书。
念过医书，我不用医书
啊。您怎么样？
我是就这个人，我用用这个。这是一种三昧的功夫，
三昧功夫，
定力，专门降妖作怪，专门呢，
讲，我很有兴趣，降妖作怪
是吧？那时候就平浪吟咒和大悲咒，大悲咒上有42首，浪吟咒有30多套法，我用这个法。来降服天魔，制诸外道，变化人形的妖怪，我遇到不知多少的。
是吗？
你一般人听起来这都不会相信。
是，我很想知道。
不知道这个东西，这么，这么奇怪，这么微妙。
After I failed to start a revolution in my youth, I left the home life, and later went around curing people's illnesses.Although I had studied the text on Chinese medicine, I didn't use my medical knowledge to cure disease. I relied instead on the Sharingama mantra and the Great Compassion mantra. I used the 42 hands and eyes in the Great Compassion mantra and the 32 dharmas in the Sharingama mantra to subdue the heavenly demons and those of outside ways. I used the power of samadhi,to capture and overcome those demonic and weird creatures. In this life alone, I have encountered countless demonic beings who transformationally appear in human form. When most people hear this, they don't believe it, because they aren't aware of these strange and mysterious phenomena.
我记得啊，我在我东北，在我母亲坟上守孝的时候，有遇到一个姓唐的，他就生小孩子，生了三天，也没有生出来。那么以后啊，他们就到我那地方去请教去，问怎么样子才能容易生产。我就叫他们念这个观音菩萨和念大悲咒。那么回去啊，念了没有好久啊，果然就生出了。但是生出这小孩子已经死了，大人呢可没有什么事情。所以啊，这个是观音菩萨有特别感应。
I remember in Manchuria when I was practicing filial piety by my mother's grave, there was a woman with the surname of Tong who had been in labor for 3 days. Her family came to me and asked for help.They wanted to know what could be done to make the delivery easier. I taught them to recite the name of Guanxuyin Bodhisattva and the Great Compassion Mantra. They went back and did as they were told. Sure enough, not long after their recitation, the baby was born. It was stillborn, but the mother was all right. This was a special response from Guanxuyin Bodhisattva.
这方丈和尚没有在庙上。其他人呢也没有人认识我。方丈和尚到外面去化缘去了。我就到那说出家，庙上那些个和尚就被我留到庙上出家了。我说我认识这个方丈和尚，大家都很高兴的，很欢迎。
Living at the temple where I left home were 40 or 50 bhikshus.But sometimes as few as a dozen. When I first arrived at the temple, the abbot was out begging and none of the bhikshus knew me. I know the abbot and I want to leave the home life, I said, and they welcomed me.
怎么样出家就要做什么呢？要做苦行。我做的苦行和你们做的不同。你们这个是打打字了，念念经了，或者是有其他的工作。我那是一个很大的一个乡下的庙，要很多工作，也就扫这个庙的院子也要扫一个钟头，扫才能扫完的。我在庙上收拾厕所。这是第一个我的工作，洗厕所。但是我那个厕所不是这种的厕所，那是那种就是在地下挖那坑，要把它拿出来放到一边去，不仅那个味道很香的，所以大家因为修道的人不愿意闻香味，所以把这个粪呢搬到另外一个地方去。那么这个工作呢是由我来做，因为我这是初发心呢，对这个香尘呢还没有断，所以天天收拾这个工作也都不太讨厌。
After leaving the home life, I practiced austerities, but not the ones you practice.You type, recite sutras, and so forth. But in the big rural temple where I lived, there was a lot of outside work to be done. Sweeping the courtyard alone took an hour. My first job was to clean the toilets, which weren't flush toilets, but pit toilets. And every day the waste had to be removed because the cultivators did not want to smell the bad odor. They gave this work to me because I had just left home,and had not yet cut off my attachment to smells. I did it every day and didn't mind it too much.
我到庙出家去庙上半年多，也没有人认识我。我在庙上啊， 做工，
嗯，
烧饭呢，煲茶水呀、做菜呀，
嗯，
都是我来做。
哇，
收拾厕所、倒痰罐呢，
哦呦，
都是我的事情。哎，哎，没有人做的事情都我来做。
嗯，
冬天呢，下雪，我一早起人都没醒呢，我就起来，两点钟就起来了。起来，等那个地都雪都扫干净了，给人做早晚课，好容易走路。
对，
啊，可是做了很久的时间，也没有人知道。
嗯嗯
，I did various chores at the temple, such as sweeping.When it snowed, I got up before everyone else at 2 o'clock and swept the walkways so that they were clear at 4 when everyone else got up to go to the Buddha Hall and recite sutras. I did this work for a long time without anyone else knowing.
那方丈和尚过了一个时期，他回来一见到我，啊，你来了。我说我来了。在这出家完了，他就和大家开会。要在庙上选这个首座和尚，首座和尚呢，就是除了方丈和尚就首座，啊，等方丈要退位了，就首座就做和尚，做方丈。那么有几十个和尚呢，这个方丈和尚，谁他也不选，他要选我来做做首座和尚。那么问大家，大家就都反对。他一个刚出家怎么可以做首座和尚呢？方丈和尚说，那我们在佛委托菩萨前，我们大家来抽签了，去求签，写上几个人的名字，谁可以有资格做首座，写上到那个签里，问出摇出来啊，看是谁的名字就是谁。
When the abbot returned and saw me, he said, So, you have come. Yes, I said, I have.After I had formally left home, he called a meeting, wishing to elect a head monk, a position second only to the abbot. When the abbot retires, the head monk becomes the new abbot. Among the several dozen monks, the abbot wanted to choose me. Everyone objected. He has just left home. How can he be the head monk? Very well, said the abbot.Let's go before the image of Wei To Bodhisattva and draw names.
摇了几次，我也很奇怪，这大概是，这个韦陀菩萨，他要给我找一点这个工作，所以摇了三次，都是我这个名字跳出，所以大家也不敢反对了，这韦陀菩萨安排的，所以咱们就做首座。做首座以后呢？这个方丈和尚又想叫我当家，当家就是做这个波士之类的，我一想这可太麻烦了，好了，你叫我当家，我不拿钱，你看怎么当法这个家，所以他叫我当家，我说可以的，但是我不拿钱，你旁人拿钱，旁人数，我无论到什么地方我都不拿钱，我当这么个家就可以。
Oddly enough, Wei To Bodhisattva must have wanted to give me some work to do. They drew 3 times, and my name came up each time. No one said a word, because I had been elected by Wei To Bodhisattva himself. At that time, I was still a novice monk.Later, when the abbot wanted to make me a manager, I thought, it's too much trouble. If he tells me to do it, I won't touch money. How will he expect me to be the manager then? So I said, all right, but I will not touch money. Other people must handle and count it. That is my condition.
这样子呢，就持银钱戒了哦。持银钱戒很奇怪的。我自己出门呢，多数因为是自己出去啊，去搭火车。我那个庙上离火车站很近的，没有 bus， 有火车站。到火门 搭火车要买票的，那么你要拿钱买票，这也是拿钱的。嗯，我就到那等着，我到什么地方去啊？我在火车站那等着，看有熟人来呀，他就给我买个票，我就去；没有熟人来呀，我就在那等。但是很奇怪的，每逢我到什么地方去，在那个火车站上等火车，一定有人来给我买票的。啊，问我到什么地方去，然后就给我买个票。所以呀、啊，这是讲这个静。你要不拿钱，那是真正静的。你有一个有一分钱呢，也没有静。
That's how I started holding the precept of not touching money. Unusual things happened when I held this precept. Whenever I went to the train station near the temple, I didn't bring money to buy a ticket because I couldn't hold money. I would sit and wait for someone who knew me to come and offer to buy me a ticket. If no one came, I just waited. But strangely enough, whenever I went to the station, someone would come and ask me where I wanted to go, and then buy me a ticket. And so in Manchuria, there was a short period during which money and I parted company. I didn't touch money.
年轻的时候呢，也不是很善良的一个人，愿意以恶作剧。以恶作剧呢，就是给人一些个麻烦。我记得我出家做沙弥的时候，那时候大概十九岁啊，做沙弥的时候，因为我15岁开始读书，16岁读一点，17岁读一点。读完了书啊，在中国的风俗，每一逢过年都要写对联。这个对联呢，有的写吉祥话，有的写一些个有道理的这个格言。那么那时候我也写学佛了，就好像喝醉酒似的，这么闭着眼睛写了一个智慧入海这么四个字。因为闭着眼睛写也不管它好不好，就写上了就算了啊，智慧入海。那么过年在这个贴这个对联，结果这个智慧入海，他们也就给我贴到那个墙上。
When I was young, I was very naughty. I like to do things that put others on edge. I was a devil-may-care child, and I enjoyed hassling people when I had the chance. I was an anagarika. In our tradition, we call it a shami, a shramanera. This is a postulant. Not an anagarika, not the same. Shramanera is the same. I was a shramanera. And I was 19 years old. And I had studied, been to school for 15, 16, and, when I was 15, 16, and 17 for 3 years. And according to, for 2.5 years, according to the custom of China, at New Year's, you write couplets, matching lines that you then paste up on either side of the door. Couplets can be auspicious words or metaphor, principled mottos, something to serve as a benchmark and a guideline, proverbs. And that day I was perhaps, you could say, in a kind of a drunken state, and I closed my eyes, you could say, with that kind of attitude, that kind of devil-may-care attitude. And I closed my eyes and just wrote as I pleased, just slapped some characters down on the paper, 4 words, and they read, wisdom like the sea, wisdom like the sea. And I didn't pay much attention. I just wrote whatever came to me and let it be.
那是我有一个师兄弟，也是个傻，他不知道看的是写的好啊，他就念一遍又一遍，念一遍又一遍，也不知道看的是写的不好啊，那么念一遍又一遍，念一遍又一遍，也不知道他看着好像喝醉酒的人写的那么狂狂的那么一种狂字啊，他就念。 念了几十遍，智慧入海，智慧入海，智慧入海。哦，念过来念过去，念得我觉得有。哎，我说你呀，你业力入海呀。啊，我这一个业力入海，把它说大发脾气，啊，也没有定力的，在那儿。 念这个四个字，好像入定似的，这也出定，出定的这个一发脾气啊，啊，就要打我的样子。你怎么看我业力如海？你怎么看我业力如海？There
was a Dharma brother who was also a shramaner, and he couldn't tell whether the words were really good or what they really were about, but he really took a liking to them, and he started to read it over and over. Wisdom like the sea, wisdom like the sea. He read it over and over again, maybe a couple dozen times, back and forth. Wisdom like the sea, wisdom like the sea, he read on. And maybe it was the drunken scrawl that he liked, or the free hand that they were written with, or something, but anyway, it caught his attention, and he was seeming to enter into a kind of a state, like a kind of a samadhi. Wisdom like the sea, wisdom like the sea. And so I saw this, and I came up, and I feigned anger. And I said, you? I said, your state is karma as deep as the sea. Your karma is as deep as the sea. And he heard this, and he exploded in anger. Oh, he flew into a rage. If he had been in samadhi, now he came out of the samadhi. And he just blew up, and he said, karma like the sea, karma as deep as the sea, how can you say that about me?
Hey,我说你业力入海，有个下回分解，你没听清楚。我说这业力啊，有善业入海，有恶业入海，我没有说你是善业入海，恶业入海。 假如我要指着你，我说你善业入海，你又你发生脾气了，我这么一说，哎，也不知道怎么搞的，他的气就全消了，就没有气了。有这个一点，我们大家研究研究这个人心，一字之差就会发大脾气，一会一字之差，啊，就生了欢喜心。
And I said, no, wait a minute. I said, you haven't heard the commentary yet. Hold your temper. You realize, of course, that karma comes in several kinds. There's bad karma, but there's also good karma. Now, I didn't say whether your karma, as deep as the sea, is good or bad. Suppose I said that your karma is good karma as deep as the sea. What would you say then? And suddenly he sat back and his temper disappeared in an instant. Well, okay. And he was really pleased by that idea. Good karma as deep as the sea. So you can see from the illustration that one word different turned his anger into joy. His state completely turned based on a single word of my commentary. And our human minds are just that way. A single word can make the difference between anger and joy. Now, who told us to be this fickle?
还有一次，我这个很顽皮的事情，我记得也是做沙弥，我拿着一卷纸，这一卷纸里头什么字也没有。
也是一个沙弥进来说，哎，你这个纸上写的什么字，我要看一看啊，就抢着我这个纸上要看这个字。我当时根本我又告诉他没有字吧，我相信他也不一定信。我就说我是这个不能给你看，因为这个我这张纸是卖你的气质，我把你卖给人了，卖给人的这是要和人签的一个合同，一个气质，这我不能给你看。
I'll tell another story about my mischievous temper in the past. This story also took place when I was a shramanera. I recall I was walking down the road with a rolled up piece of paper, and I think it was blank. There was nothing on the paper to begin with. But as I was walking along, another one of my Dharma brothers, a fellow monk, came up and asked me, he said, "What's written on the paper?" he said. And he had demanded to take a look at it. He wanted to grab for the paper and to read it. And I said, "Oh, it's blank. Nothing on there." But he didn't believe me. And he insisted. He wanted to read the paper, and he wanted to force me to show him what was on it. He said, "What's on the paper? What's written there?" And so I took it, and I said, "Well, I can't show you. You can't show me what's on the paper. Why not?" And I said, "Because this is a promissory note. I've sold you." Of course, he was startled. I said, "This is a contract for your sale. I've sold you into bondage."
他就也不高兴。哎，你有什么权利把我卖了？啊，你把我卖了，我说我就有权利把你卖。你凭什么你卖我？哎，我说我就凭我是个出家人，你也是个出家人，我就要卖你。啊，他说，哦，我那不行的。啊，我说你自己，我告诉你，你自己都要承认我有权利卖你。啊，奇怪，你把我卖给谁了？我说我把你卖给佛了。啊，这一说卖给佛，那他销声匿迹。他说那可以的，你看也就这么稍微差一点点，也就可以了，也就不可以了。这究竟是怎么回事？
He was totally shocked and said, "Well, what right do you have to sell me into bondage?" I said, "I have all the right I need. No problem." And he said, "You have no right to sell me. What is your status? What do you
no power.
You have no power." So I said, "I'm a left home person, and I'm selling you as a left home person." "You can't do that," he said. And I said, "Well, I've sold you nonetheless. And this paper proves it." And he said, "Who did you sell me to?" And I said, "Well, I sold you to the Buddha." Oh, suddenly his whole demeanor cracked, and he said, "Well, that's okay. That's no problem." So we can see from this that just a little bit different makes all the difference between absolutely not and "oh, that's okay." So what are we doing as people being this absolutely wishy-washy?
我以前呢做人家徒弟的时候始终不敢发脾气，就是在我师父面前不在我师父面前都不敢发脾气。为什么呢？我那个师父啊，他并不像我这么总恶，我那个师父很慈悲，因为啊，我如果一发脾气啊，他自己就不吃饭了。他说我教化这个徒弟没有教化好我啊，就不吃饭。所以因为他不吃饭，我也就不敢 发脾气了。那我有没有脾气呢？我的脾气比谁都大，最大不过了。但是因为出家修行了，他这个脾气就改了。
When I was a disciple, I never dared get angry, whether I was in my teacher's presence or not. Why? Because my teacher was not stern like I am. He was very compassionate. If I got angry, he would refuse to eat. He would say, I have not done a good job teaching my disciple, so I won't eat. Because of this, I did not dare get angry. Did I have a temper? My temper was huge, bigger than anyone's. But because I left home to cultivate, I learned to control it.
我告诉你们，我不是个菩萨，可是我也吃能吃人家所不愿意吃的东西。怎么样呢？我记得啊，哎，我17岁啊，那个时候在我北方啊，有一个叫道德会，这个道德会啊，就专门讲道德说仁义的。一天到晚呢，都是讲道德说仁义的。